Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'll be joined shortly by Dinesh D'Souza. We'll get into all sorts of stuff, probably starting with what's going on with the Republican Party and whether it's even possible to save the midterms at this point, what needs to be done to achieve that. But I want to go to this video. I think this is important because this is happening sort of an increasing rate around America. And it's very troubling to see the American people sort of fall into this false dichotomy. And not even a false dichotomy necessarily, just an inversion of reality where they are supporting restrictions to free speech because they think that it's defending free speech. There's a very weird sort of inverted censorship going on. And this is how it's actually affecting the American people. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This is an American in Tennessee saying he was followed by police for looking up articles on a library computer. Let's watch.
So I just had the police called on me at the Spring Hill, Tennessee library for printing out articles about the IDF committing genocide and pedophilia. Yeah, I'm having trouble believing what just happened to me right now. So here's the story time, as quick as I possibly can. So my printer broke, and so I went to Spring Hill, Tennessee's library, and I didn't know how to do everything, so I was asking for help. And the librarian saw that I was printing out articles about genocide and how the ITF is raping Palestinian prisoners, how they snipe babies, you know, from reputable news. Right here, this is it. See? These articles. Well, I guess she called the police about it because as I was leaving, a cop was coming in. I went to my car and started pulling out. And as I pulled out, the cop jumped in front of me and said this.
Can I help you? What's going on? Can I help you?
What's going on? What do you mean? I said you were sweating profusely. What's going on with you?
I was trying to print some things because I need to get to my dogs. What do you mean?
Man,
Yes. The police officer stopped me because he said he got a call that I was sweating profusely or something. Whatever nonsense he's making up to try to stop me and say there's something wrong with me, so he's concerned. Unfortunately, I must have hit pause, but immediately after this happened, I asked him, what crime did I commit? Am I being detained? He said no. I left. As I left, I saw him get on his radio. And as I pull out, two cruisers get behind me and follow me all the way home. We can't go to a library and print things out about the terrorist organization, the ITF, without Zionists calling the police. This is insane. This needs to end. We need to be able to call out pedophilia and genocide without the police.
I gotta say, who has that reaction? Who sees somebody printing stuff out, starts freaking out, and calls the police? Not an American. An American would never do that type of thing. You might talk to them. You might have a conversation with them. You might say, what is this? You know, I've got some other information you might be interested in. But to call the police out of fear, this is what is being implanted in people's minds, that if you see somebody that opposes the secular nation state of Israel and their activities in war, that you are somehow a dangerous, insane person that needs to be locked away. That is such a crazy mindset for people to have personally adopted. This isn't being forced on anybody. This is them basically inculcating and taking unto themselves this position as school marm and hall monitor, and I'm sick of it. It's not American. It's un-American. It's anti-free speech, and I, for one, won't stand for it. More on the other side with Dinesh D'Souza.